Members of Indigenous communities in the Northern Territory say their people's connection to culture and country are in danger if Indigenous children continue to be placed in non-Indigenous care. Currently holding hearings in Alice Springs, the Royal Commission into the Protection and Detention of Children in the Northern Territory has heard evidence regarding the rates of forced removals of at-risk Aboriginal children from their families. By law, placement with extended family and the broader Indigenous community must be considered above other options. But Territory Family Senior Child Protection Officer Kirsten Schinkel has admitted her department didn't prioritise placing Indigenous children with kinship carers. The grandfather of a boy who was taken into care says his grandson lost his cultural identity after being removed when he was just 7 years old. Appearing before the commission as CO, he's described how difficult it's been to introduce the boy, now aged 18, to a culture he doesn't understand.
When he came back home, he could just speak in English, so we have to speak in English anyway. So I have to give it to my grandchildren, other grandchildren, a little boys from maybe his 18 or 17, and my grandchildren was 10 and 8 and 7. So I used to play with him and talk him in language. So, you know, I have to give it to them kids there so they can teach him how to speak English. You know, boys to boys, kids to kids, you know. So you have to tell him, you take him around, you have to show him around, you know, kids that he's joined games and things, you know. So he didn't trust anybody yet. So I have to trust my grandchildren to teach him.
Arunda elder Margaret Kamara Turner told the inquiry Indigenous children are raised by all members of a community, not just their biological relatives. She argues kinship care should be looked at more closely when considering where to place vulnerable youngsters. Ms. Turner says once a person leaves a community, it's very difficult for them to rejoin.
His learning was really cut short. He didn't learn the thing that he could have been taught by his parents. All those teaching were taught by other people or non-Aboriginal people when he got taken away. And all those, it's very hard to bring back a child, a young girl or a young teenage boy to come back to be taught in the way that they should have been taught when they were together in their family.
Teacher Kumali Riley says many families have no knowledge of where their loved ones are.
It has happened many times. Powerless, and also a lot of families have taken up to drinking and they are still crying for the children, and the children haven't come back for many, many years. Still suffering right through to this stage, even through them. Through the department, the welfare department now, that they're still taking away children away from our, away without consulting us right to this day. And it's about time we need to get together and talk. They need to come talk to the family. Let's keep our children with us. But that's what the system needs to understand.
The Royal Commission will finish hearings in Alice Springs in early June and will then move to Darwin.